is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England.
It was super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable!
Other than wow. Yes, man, you're good. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you got your mate.
Good stuff. How are we, boys?
Good, mate. You, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. I'm sat in the gym now. Just finished some hard sparring. I'm good.
Nice. Well, thank you for taking the time out to join us anyway.
Oh, no, yous know, boys, I like yous, man. I'll jump on this anytime.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Jump right into it for you then. So, before we talk about your latest fight, you had your K1 debut back at Contender Series last year. How was that experience for you?
Do you know what? It was good. I just broke my rib like about 10 weeks before it. I was obviously looking to fight MMA at the end of the year. And obviously, after the rib, I couldn't really grapple. So I was just focusing on everything on striking. Do you mean, you've seen yourselves, it was a decent fight. But it just felt good to be in there with no grappling involved and just work on a few things, striking-wise. So I feel like I got a lot out of it. I should have put them away, like, to be honest. There was a few, coming out of that fight, I knew there was loads of things going wrong, loads of things I could have done better, like just throwing straight down the pipe, you know, just shots that were just there for me to take, and I never really took them, do you know what I mean? So I've been working hard now from then till now for obviously this upcoming fight. But it was definitely a good experience. I'll definitely be fighting K1 again, 100%. I just want to be as active as possible this year, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, what did you make of the show with it being its first one?
Do you know what, mate? It was a decent show. I'm just trying to get out of this light. It was a decent show. The venue itself was quality. I loved the fact that it was in a cage. You had a bit more leeway moving around and stuff. That was obviously good. But yeah, I think Gavin and all that did a brilliant job of making sure shows are on point. It's good. Yeah. You were there yourself. You fought on it yourself. Do you mean it was a good night?
It was really good.
Proper busy as well. I'd love to fight back in that Adelphi. I thought it was quality.
Yeah, it was really good. Like,
I really enjoyed it. Like, but yeah, the promotion itself, quality. I love seeing those things like that coming out.
Yeah. You mentioned there about like striking. You've recently started training. You're striking with Joe Tonks boxing.
Honestly, I can't stress enough how much he makes you come on so quickly. Definitely, I never even knew who he was until Burnsy started going, and I don't think a lot of people did. But definitely now everybody's going to know who he is because this gym's going to start putting, like, from when Burnsy and Liam started going, me and Jack Axe, where they started going, Connor. Loads of other people, Cove, everyone's went. So you'll start seeing people in this gym just sleeping people. You seen it in Liam's last fight, what he done to that lad with his big right hand. That was all Tonks as well, do you mean?
Yeah.
Definitely, the proof's in the pudding. Like, he's one of the best. Like, I'm so happy to be working with him, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
The gym itself, it's been getting a lot of praise lately, and rightly so. As working with Joe, is that taking everyone up another level?
100%. Everyone notices it. Like, you see the videos we put up and stuff, just in general, even hitting pads, everyone just looks a lot sharper. It's definitely something that I needed. And that's why I'm in with him a couple of times a week. Just definitely. And as well, Eddie. There's a lad called Eddie in here, an Australian fella who's lived in America. He's moved over here and he's one of the striking coaches in Aspire now. So it's like two times with Tonks, two or three times with Eddie through the week. Just literally get my... You've seen the size of me. I'm 6'4". Like, It's definitely something I should be working on constantly for range and for just using my range, everything like that. So it's good.
You mentioned the range there. Do you think that's why it's good to focus on the particular discipline in boxing and then adapt it to MMA?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Obviously, for me, it's just I don't want people getting close to me anyway, because once I'm in takedown, it's my advantages are away. Once I've been taken down, do you mean, or once I'm up against the cage or that. So definitely, you're going to see a lot. In this upcoming fight, you're going to see me let my hands go, like, 100%. Like, I want to be putting people a kip now, or at least finishing people.
Yeah.
So speaking of other disciplines, you won gold at Empire Grappling just before Contender Series last year. Two parts to this one. How much do you enjoy the grappling events? And
you know what, mate? So I won. I was obviously after you were there as well at my last MMA fight back in August when I fought a Fees. Obviously, the fight was going my way, and then I just got caught with a body kick, caught with a knee. So after that, it was more just like I didn't really want to fight straight away. I just wanted to go away and work on a couple of things. So I had that grappling comp booked. That was one of my first grappling comps, and I got gold at it. And then in Manchester, and then I broke my rib, literally probably like two weeks after that. Put my intercostal. And then that was what stopped me thinking about MMA for the rest of the year. That was more of the kickboxing fight come about. And then I think it was like maybe 6 weeks after I broke my rib, I had that comp booked in Wales as well. So I've actually won the gold twice. Since that loss, so it's all, obviously it's just been a bit of good momentum going forward now. Do you mean, so obviously I've won two goals, I won the kickboxing, this one I'm hoping to finish this lad early in this fight, or definitely put on a display. Yeah. Looking forward to it, big time.
How important can events like Empire Grappling and these grappling events?
100%. I'm going to be you'll see me boys. I'm looking to be at like five or six grappling comps this year. Like it's just good for just keeping your game good anyway. Like the coaches are always saying to us, listen, if we're not telling you, just get away and book them yourselves. It's like, it should be fun. Do you mean you should enjoy going to these things? And then it takes the pressure off you when you're actually in the cage for the fight itself. Do you mean, obviously, like, you've seen what these Empire grapplers are like. They're packed, aren't they? So
yeah,
there's like around you, like just for your matches and stuff, there's like fucking 200 people.
Yeah.
Well, that itself, just for the confidence and the being under pressure and having eyes on you constantly, they're definitely one of the best things to go to. I proper enjoy them. Maybe other people are different, but you'll definitely see me a lot more this year trying to get gold.
Do you feel stuff like that, like doing the jits, doing the K1, the taking a break from MMA? Obviously, it went down to yourself. Do you feel that like it's good to do that, or do you know what experience?
100%. Say it again, sorry.
A day more for experience, or do you feel they're good just to take a break away?
Definitely, no. They're just for experience. Like, there's I'd do that 2 weeks out from a fight, go to a grappling comp. Do you know what I mean? I just for the bit of just for getting in there and doing it. They're definitely for experience. And that's you can only gain from these things. You're fighting, well, you're grappling, sorry. You're grappling, like, you can turn up and you can have like four or five matches before you're even in the semis or before you're even in the quarterfinals doing. So it's definitely good to just to have back-to-back matches, being a bit gassed, then straight into another one. This guy you might be grappling with second has just got a bye, so you're up against a fresh guy in your second, and then in the third you might have tapped somebody out in 10 seconds and he's fresh to go again. You know what I mean? So they're definitely good.
Yeah.
For experience, you can only gain from these type of things. So,
yeah. So your last fight that you had at Kingdom was obviously an MMA fight. What lessons did you take away from that?
I was kind of hating to admit it, but I feel like I probably did lose composure. Obviously, I know I got caught, but there was probably certain things I should have done in that fight that I think I just got too confident it was going my way at first. Do you mean he didn't want to get near me with the strikes? I was keeping my way. Even in the clinch, when we went up against the cage, I felt fine. It was just that body. But then again, it was just that knee to the body that put us down. But after it, Dean pulled me aside and says, listen, I want you to be more relaxed. I want you to be... And then that was when I went and done these grappling comps, and I just tried to be more relaxed, and I got gold at them. So instantly, he was happy with that. He was like, right, listen, obviously I've been rolling with him as well. And he's saying, listen, there's things in your game now that you've made so many improvements. And so it's definitely I've come a long way since August. I know that for a fact. It's made me realise a bit more about like what you should be doing in fights and how calm you need to be at the start, and just not being too aggressive, just being as relaxed as possible, just being relaxed in general.
Comes back to that composure, just trying to stay composed. Yeah,
100%. Like, that's something you've seen in that kickboxing fight. Like, I was composed from start to finish. Do you mean I wasn't bothered? I was just on him, just keep my range and stuff as well, but I wasn't bothered. Do you know what I mean? I was just more like, right, listen, I just need to stay focused. Don't even like, even when he was down, even when he was standing on the counts, I was still raring to go, just like, right, straight back at him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. One thing I did want to ask you, obviously, you're in camp now. I know you've got kids yourself. Obviously, it's a hard time being away. Obviously, there's a sacrifice in that. How hard is it for you, and how do you sort of push through that?
I wouldn't really say for me, because I've got a good relationship with the baby's mum. So I can see my little girl whenever I want, really. It's just more being back in work in the camp situation that I struggle with sometimes, you know, missing important classes. And obviously, you know, the fight team sessions are all through the day. So if you're in work, you're kind of missing them. I still make sure that I'm always back for the 3 o'clocks on the Tuesday and the Thursday, because they're the sessions that everyone will tell you at Aspire. They're the ones that are definitely the best. Fight team, everybody's there, the mat's full, and you're just pretty much learning all game plan, tactics. It's all fight scenario stuff. So you by the time your fight comes up, you've went through absolutely everything. It shows. You see what everybody's like in Aspire. I mean, not long ago, the lads were fighting, they're only fighting what, a month and a half ago. And there's a lot of victories from Aspire that night. So you see everyone that comes out of this gym, it's unbelievable. I mean, that all happens for these classes, but I said missing the morning classes, and that's probably what I don't like the most, just being in work.
yeah.
For the baby situation, I don't really struggle with seeing a baby as much, because it's just a weekend thing, or after the 3 o'clock. I know for a fact, I was after the 3 o'clock when you're in camp. You're not going in the night time now. So then I'll just see my little girl on like a Tuesday or a Thursday, then I'll have her on like a Saturday. So that side of it's actually okay for me. I don't know how other people struggle, but I know it's definitely hard for other people, 100%. But for me in general, the baby thing's not really an issue.
Yeah.
Which is boss. Do you mean I can't? It's great.
Good man. Moving on to the next one. Obviously, you're on the upcoming Kingdom card. You're fighting Archie Aldridge. What do you make of him as an opponent?
Do you know what? Dean said it's going to be a good fight. I know it's his debut. I'm not really looking too much past that. I'm just going to be doing my thing and make sure that I'm actually quality in all areas going into the fight. Obviously, I'm not looking past this whatsoever. I think before, I struggled with that. Like, I was always saying to Dean and Phil, I was just like, when can I fight after this? Do you know, when can I be back in there after this one? And he used to say to me, like, fucking stop it, Jordan. Like, I know you're keen, but just stop it. Just, like, get fight one fight at a time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's made me realise a bit more now. Like, that's the way it should be. Shouldn't be thinking past any fights and just stay focused for the fight that's in hand.
Yeah,
but I don't really know much about him. Obviously, don't get me wrong, I've been on the Instagram of the page itself. They've got a few good people that fight out there. He's got good training partners. That's all I can really look at. I can't really look much further than that. There's no really footage of him fighting, or but then again, he could be training for years. He could, do you know what I mean? You never know. So I know for a fact that my game is going to be on point for the night.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned Dean a couple of times now. Obviously, you turned to action last weekend after 5 years out. Was his dominant performance a surprise to you at all?
Not at all, man. Dean really never, you know yourselves, you've been in the gym, Dean never stops training. Maybe his conditioning side and the running side of it, you know, keeping fit, that's what's more come to light for this fight for him. But in regards to technique and drilling and always being on the mat, he's 100%.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll know that. I don't even need to say that. He's one of the best coaches around. Do you know what I mean? He knows exactly what he's talking about. He's constantly with Mohamed Makhayev. He's training with the best out there when he goes and sees him, and he's always bringing back knowledge to the mat. And obviously, I love it. Do you mean, like, obviously, I'm not new, but fairly new to it. Do you mean? So obviously, to me, it's brilliant. I'm always learning, so it's good.
Yeah. How good is it to see him get back in there? And
unbelievable. He's going to be fighting for the belt. Next, I think so. It's just good. It's good to have your coach when he's involved. Obviously, he's always involved, but I mean, it's obviously good to see when your coaches are fighting as well, because obviously he's then going to learn a lot in his fight, where he might be like, oh, I was doing that wrong, or, you know, I mean, he can always be told stuff as well. Not for me, of course, but it's obviously good for him to be fighting as well. And
yeah.
So how important would you say he's been for your career?
He was I used to do what Madden mentioned this in the last time I was on with. So he's been there since the first time my buddy walked in the gym. So I first come in the gym and done a white collar here back in 2016, a white collar boxing. And then I won that. And then Dean said, listen, why don't you jump onto this white collar MMA? it's in 3 weeks, but obviously you've got, you've been training the boxing just 3 weeks to get your takedown defense good. And then, so I done that. And then I was going up to Scotland. And then I won that, obviously. So I won the boxing, won the MMA. And then I thought it was Biggie Billy Big Bollocks. A buddy went and took an amateur fight up in Scotland. And I won that. But I was only been, I'd only been training for something like 5 weeks or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then Dean was like, don't do it, don't do it. And I went up to Scotland without a corner team. And just fought this guy, finished him in the third. Obviously, come back. I was clicking my heels to Dean. I was just like, I see him. I told you. He's like, Jordan, stop. He's like, don't do anything. And then another fight popped up on the same show, like 3 months later. And I was, I think the guy was like 5-0 or something at the time. And I, Dean was like, do not fucking take that fight. And I was like, all right, no problem. And I took the fight. And I was I went up there again without a corner team. Fuck, stupid, but just really keen to get in there. Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to fight. And then, obviously, I lost in the first round. I got tapped out. And Dean said to me, listen, you're not training out here if you're not going to trust the process.
Yeah.
Do you mean? And then I kind of just went off a little bit and I wasn't really too fussed. And then I ended up coming back. And then I was just, that was when my focus was real. And he was like, listen, if you're coming back now, then this is it. Do you mean? Like, you've got to stay focused because I'm not training you otherwise.
Yeah.
Not in any words, but that was kind of what it was like. Do you know what I mean? It was more just like, if you're not going to trust the process and I don't want to train you, I want people fighting for my gym that know exactly what they're doing, which is, of course you want that as a coach. Do you mean you don't want somebody just thinking they know better?
It's got to be all or nothing with your sport, isn't it? So.
Exactly.
So since that loss, you've improved your listening skills then, would you say?
100%. Like, it's definitely shown as well. Like, there's certain things I'm doing, my footwork, my movement. I'm not saying I'm the best. I just mean in general, definitely other people that I'm sparring, other people that I'm moving around with. Obviously, my S&C is always kind of kept up. I've kept my cardio's great at the minute. So just there, I've just done 5 threes with Jacob Gavin there. It was only really in the last round I was kind of gassing, but obviously it was fast-paced. Do you mean a lot of shots? So it was good to know that obviously I've got the 3 rounds in me for this fight. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's not a championship fight, so it's...
Yeah. Good. You mentioned there about going back and forth from Scotland to Liverpool. What Dean said there, was that part of the reason why you relocated to here? And was
no, I was actually just... No, I just ended up moving down to Durham for a little bit, and I was actually at TFT. I was maybe fighting out at TFT, and then a bit things went sour a little bit. I won't get into it, like, but I ended up... just going a bit of a bad place. And then obviously after that, that was when I come to Dean and I was like, listen, mate, I want to be back in Aspire. I'm moving back to Liverpool. I really want to get back in. And he was just like, listen, if you're game, I'm game as well, Dean. Let's get to work.
Yeah.
But in regards to Scotland, I never really went back to Scotland, but I was meant to be going up. Probably still might do enough before this fight to higher level and get some training. I know for a fine fact I'm going to be going down to TFT at some point, just to get some rounds in or a couple of days training down there. I know that will happen before this 25th fight, so not too sure if it's going to be this week or next week, but I'll definitely be going down to TFT. Yeah. If I happen to go home to, obviously I live probably 10 minutes from higher level, so, but it wasn't when I was back. I'm not really like a home bird. I don't really go home as much, do you mean?
Yeah.
When I do go home, I will go train at higher level.
Yeah.
Doing stuff like that, because obviously these are TFT, one of the best gyms in the North East, high level, one of the best gyms in Scotland, Aspire, one of the best gyms in Liverpool. So you're spoiled for choice, really, if you want to go, do you mean?
Yeah, definitely. Right, well, do you want to go ahead with the segment or?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're just going to do a quick getting to know you.
Of course.
Just a few questions and then we'll let you crack on.
Of course.
So to start off, what's your favourite film?
Pulp Fiction or Snatch.
Nice.
Man After My Own Heart. Pulp Fiction, my favourite. Love it. Unbelievable.
And Snatch is about her.
Yeah, Snatch is unbelievable too. What's your favourite TV show?
TV show, I'm going to be honest, mate. I don't actually know about a TV show, I'll be honest.
Don't be saying something like the CBBS, no. You can't be.
Yeah. I don't know. I like shit TV, if that makes sense, Twin. it Don't Tell the Bride and all that kind of madness.
Wasn't expecting that as an answer.
Watching stuff like 24 Hours in A&E.
In fact, that's a lie. Still Game. Still Game, something I watch as a Scottish TV program. If you don't know it, watch it. That's probably something I've watched a million times over and over again.
The only thing I know from Scotland is because me missus has watched it a bit is River City, I think.
You're shite that, mate. you'll be on to Still Game if she's from Scotland.
Yeah, yeah. I think she said something from before, but I can't remember if it's the right one. I'm a bogus.
A bogus gas man.
That's it. Yeah.
Bruce.
Yeah.
That's it. That is it as well. Yeah.
Who's your favourite musician or band?
Do you know what, mate? I've got loads. I couldn't really get into it because I've got loads. I like all genres of music. I'm not really like, and you'll catch me listening to Wigan Pier shit, and then you'll catch me listening to hip. I'm all over the place when it comes to music. Just whatever I'm really feeling, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Big gay if I have to say anyone.
What's a random fact about yourself?
Pardon?
What's a random fact about yourself?
That's a hard one. I love to ski and snowboard.
Nice. You do that when you go down to Scotland, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been another week. I'll be going plenty of times this year.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. I love that.
Nice. How much of a thrill is that compared to fighting?
Oh, it's quality, mate. I'd say it's such a laugh as well. Yeah. Like, it's brilliant.
It is another one. What do you get the biggest thrill out of, fighting or skiing?
Definitely fighting. Fighting's the most honest sport in the world, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't exactly beat somebody up in fighting and say, I'm going to beat you at skiing.
You can get dirty, like, but you know, yeah, not no, the same.
I mean, but yeah, fighting, definitely, man. It's such a buzz. Like,
yeah, definitely.
You know, it's just good. It's just in general, like, I know it's hard to say, but when you're in there, man, you don't really, you're not thinking about getting hit. You're not thinking about, like, when I was in that fight with the K1, man, I wasn't. Not sounds daft, but I was flinging leg kicks with intent. I was, do you mean like I was, wasn't bothered if, I don't say bothered, I broke my foot, but do you mean like I was just, you're not thinking about pain when you're in there?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Do you mean you're in the wrong sport if you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one then is, what's your biggest pet peeve?
What, biggest pet hate?
Yeah.
Why is it putting me on the spot here? I don't actually know, you know, I'm on the spot, I can't actually think.
Something that goes through you, something that just drives you insane.
Oh, when the bus driver sees you and he just fucking drives off anyway. That's the truth, I swear.
We've all felt that, man.
When he sees you coming and just fucks off, he just closes the doors and drives you like, what the fuck? That's my pet. Yeah, I hate that.
Where's when it's pissing down and that as well.
Fucking hate getting the bus. It's a story, man.
The worst is when, like, you've run for it and you watch it all the way.
Yeah, that's what
getting the bus off the driver. Yeah.
I mean, not even just somebody fobbed a coffee off one of the windows all the week because he done it to me. I was fuming. Serious.
Right, so next one. Have you got any hidden talents? And you can't say skiing now, I guess.
Again, mine's put me on the spot. I don't know about hidden talents. I've got party tricks there. I'll not get into it, but
party tricks, eh?
What's one of your party tricks then, Gwan?
Oh, I'm not getting into this, I can't.
Wait, what kind of party tricks are they?
I'm not getting into it.
Is it a party for two or
No. I'm not getting to it, but I can't think. I said, like, you've got me on the spot here. I'm actually, fuck, I wasn't expecting any of these. I was like, you bastard.
So he's got hidden talents and he shall remain hidden by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
All right, then I've got you the perfect one to ask when you're in camp. What's your go-to takeaway order?
Whoa. mate, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. Like, milkshakes and desserts and cookie doughs and all that. Like, I'm sure, like, I'm not bad. Like, I'm sure I ate, like, a cookie dough, like, at the start of fight week, last camp. I'm just addicted to them. I love sweets.
I'm talking
like it's like 12 at night and we're just like, oh, because me and Jack actually, we live together in little Connor McKay. We're always around the flat and it's just a laugh. We always see ourselves in the morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean with sweet stuff. I've just got like a bit of a cheesecake, Oreo base, Nutella, honestly, and white God, chocolate. God, like,
God. I'm absolutely starved. I've just sparred them. I'm starving, man.
You're torturing the monkey.
And
I'm just giving them something to look forward to after the fight.
All right, hopefully this one.
After the fight, you're joking, aren't you, man? My metabolism is brilliant, man. It's only really like, I don't know what it is. Like, I know my body, do you know what I mean? Like, I know what I can and can't have.
Yeah. Yeah. So what, tonight then is when you have something?
Yeah, my mom is down, so probably.
So hopefully this one's a little more straightforward for you. Who would play you in a movie of your life?
Oh, that's a hard one. I don't actually know. I've had a mad life, me. I got someone cool to play it, like Leonardo DiCaprio. Say, I'm Wilfie Wall Street, and he's done a good job at Jordan.
have you got? Is there any lads in the gym who say you look like anyone, like an actor, right?
Nah, not really. You know,
no.
Like, they're distinctive, aren't I?
Unique man, innit?
6'4" Scotsman. But nah, not really. Do you know what? Not really. I never really get any like lookalikes or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've had a few, but yeah. the last
if
one.
If I do get a few, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Maybe they can play you if they're an actor. you may already have one, but if you could choose any superpower, what one would you choose?
The teleport, definitely.
Nice.
Just avoid the buses.
Right, man, I'd be the main that, but at the minute that'd probably be my main reason, not even to get some money in that.
Yeah.
It would just be that.
You'd have to teleport onto one of the buses. Like,
honestly, I imagine just right now, click your fingers, and you're just then like abroad somewhere in the Maldives or something. It'd just be lost.
Yeah. And when I said about you already having a superpower, that was your height. You mentioned 6'4" there, so that's a superpower in itself.
Yeah. Hopefully this year it's going to show, because this year I'm looking to be active as possible. Hopefully I've a belt around my waist at some point in the year as well, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a particular number of fights in mind, or just
8? I'm talking maybe like 5 grappling comps. Obviously, injuries and all that come into play as well. So you can only hope, Jerome. But I really need. I'm 29. I need volume this year, definitely.
Yeah.
So after this fight, if everything's all good, I'll be saying to Dean, listen, what's the next show I can get on ASAP? And then same again. Jerome, like, hoping. To at least have 5 or 6. That's like the number, because that's realistic. That's like gives you a big gap between during like five ideally, but if possible, mate, I'd have more, like during like 100%.
Yeah.
But obviously, don't go wrong, I'd like to stick with MMA when it comes to the 5-6 fights.
Yeah.
I would like to be doing like 3 MMA and 2 kickboxing. Like, of course I'd still do the kickboxing if everything was sound, if people still would pull out and Dean said, oh, do you want to jump on this show? I'd be like, yeah, 100%.
Good stuff, man.
All good, mate. Well, that's everything we had for you. So, again, thank you so much for joining
us. It's been an absolute pleasure, man. You know, it's always is. And you're always welcome to get in and do some training as well, like before as well. So,
yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for mate.
Well, best of luck next month. Hopefully, we'll see you there on the night.
Yeah, you'll be there anyway, won't you? So, it'll be good to catch up then. And if I see you before the gym, in the gym, I'll catch up with you then, all right?
All good, mate.
Take it easy, mate.
Go on, nice one, big man. See you later. Take it easy. See you later, boys.
is the greatest. I love it.
They were super necessary.
And delicious.